So the last time I tried to record this was last night, and Audacity had the audacity to not work for me. So hopefully, I fixed up some files and now it's running good. So I really need a new computer. But hi. As you can tell, I've been on a hiatus for quite some time. And there are excuses, but I'm gonna call them reasonings because they are real. And they are true, and there's a lot of reasons as to why I kind of just took a big step back from like this side of the internet world, and I don't really know where to start. Let's see, what's happened within the last month? I haven't been going to therapy, but I have been reading a lot of like therapy books, and oh, shut up, phone. It's been helping quite a bit, and a part of that involved reevaluating a lot of my relationships, and I don't know how far deep I should dig when it comes to this, because a part of it was a part of like my stress had to do with sex. In particular, performing it like for role play audios, and I had to like just take a break from that genre because I felt very like I'm trying to come up with the right word. It's not that I don't like to do it, it's just that every time I do it, I am reminded of some bad events in my life, and I had to take care of myself in that regard, and I just had to keep myself safe in multiple ways, so I just kind of stopped. Well, with the exception of this does lead me to one of my points. I just have this list on my phone. Sorry if this is ramble, like this is random, but yeah, that's kind of what rambles are these days. So I made an audio, and I don't think YouTubers know about this. I don't think my subscribers know, but I did a not safe for work audio called I Feel Loved in celebration of Autism Awareness Month because I am on the spectrum. And I, for the longest time, I really wanted to write a script that was about, like, well, autism, of course, but the fact that people on the spectrum, such as myself, do have those feelings and they want that connection and they feel that attraction. I just never really knew how to write it out until finally one day I just kind of sat down and I realized that I was stuck. I was stuck in this, like, in this mindset that I had to write the audio based off of, like, being the giver or, like, the dom, like in the audio. So I was like, okay, I need to write it so that way I'm helping them. Like maybe I'm helping them figure out their first time, but I don't really like first time audios, to be honest. So I just kind of stopped. I just, every time I tackled the idea, I hated it. But then I thought of an idea of, wait a minute, how about I flip the perspective and I just write from the heart as the receiver? And I wrote it out like that, and you can find it on Reddit. And I'm so happy about that. The reception was amazing. And it's just looking at all the comments, they were all positive, and I feel like I really made a connection and I just feel so good about it. But continuing on, why was I away for so long? Well, yeah, I did say I tried to like self-therapize myself. That's like the best way that I can describe it. Like self-therapy. A lot of family drama. And just to put it into perspective, one corner of my family, three of them were in the hospital within the same week and all for very, very different reasons. So to like put it just as blankly as possible, one got into a bar fight and had to get his lungs drained because he broke a couple ribs. The second one got pneumonia, and then the third one, this isn't funny. Why am I laughing? The third one did a little too much and got an enlarged heart. So they're all okay now. They're all out. They're all healing. But that was just a very weird time. And I just felt like that's not really a reason, but like, that's like, it's a funny story. Like, at least on my side, it's bad. It's bad. It's a bad thing. But it's just kind of funny that like, oh, like this all one sector of my family is in the hospital at the same time. Speaking of hospitals, I'm vaccinated now. I got my second shot earlier last week, and I was a fucking mess. And that was a really good reason to not do anything. Because, okay, during my first one, I was fine. I mean, I you know, like typical pain in the arm. But then I, like by the night time came, I had a really huge headache and I was just super tired. But the next day I was fine. But for the second shot, it wiped me out. It wiped me the fuck out. So I got my shot at 10 in the morning. And then I go about my day. I'm doing okay. And then 8 o'clock at night hits and I start to get a chill. And I'm getting ready to go to bed anyway, so I'm like, fine. And then as I'm in bed, I start to feel like I've warmed up. And I'm like, okay, this is fine. I was comfortable enough to go back to sleep. 1 o'clock comes around, and I wake up in a sweat. It's just so bad. And then I go to the bathroom. I have a drink of water, you know, everything like that. And I try to go back to sleep, and I am on and off all through the night until 5 o'clock. And by the way, I had fever dreams. Like, I had a legit fever dream that, like, every time I woke up and then fell back asleep again, it just restarted. I had the same dream 3 times. And what it was is that I was in a mall and I was studying clothes. Now, I do sew in my free time sometimes. And I just kept studying waistbands and studying the skirts and, like, the shapes of the skirts and, like, just trying to figure out how the squares and all the circles and other, like, kind of rectangles just kind of matched together. And it gave me a migraine. It was so bad. And then all throughout the day, I was just in bed. I was just fever and chills and sweating. And Tylenol makes everything worse for me, so I didn't have any help. But, yeah, I took the day off of work that day, which is a good transition into, which by the way, I mean, I'm not a doctor, okay? Do what you want, but I recommend getting vaccinated just so, like, I felt so good. I felt really empowered. I felt proud of myself after I got vaccinated. So I don't see why someone wouldn't want to get vaccinated. But anyway, in terms of work, I got a raise. So yes, I feel really good about that, but also they got me on more hours now, and I'm tired all the time. I have said this before. It's just really hard to keep up when I like to do things that I like at night when I just spent my whole day working, so it kind of sucked. Okay, another thing that's been stressing me out is, okay, I know that's like, oh, everybody's hiring, but it's like not the jobs that I studied for. And that's been a real problem for me this whole past year, was trying to find a job that I, you know, I studied for and that I'm, like, I consider myself more professional in, and I can't find any, and it sucks. And also, thinking about grad school and whether or not it'd be worth it, and even though I can't afford it, and it just really sucks. Let's see. Another thing is too, whenever I do a job search, I just immediately like slip into this depressed state and I don't know why. I don't know if it's like I feel inadequate or just I feel so depressed knowing that we're literally living a life that is based off of working on a job you hate in order to do a job you love. And I'm tired of that. And I think a lot of people can agree with me with that as well. Let's see. I did put out a poll that asked about if I were to do like Patreon readings, because for a while I came up with this idea that like maybe I could start Patreon, but just start slow, like do audiobooks for once. And then once like I actually get into the groove of everything, then I could start doing more like role plays on that. But the hiatus is still a thing, and I really appreciate everybody's feedback on those polls. And yeah, I do use them. I do put them into consideration. So it's just been kind of a mumbo jumbo of all these things. Do I want to talk about this? So maybe I should talk about it just in case if other people are going through the same thing or if they have gone through this same thing, they can help me out and maybe I can help you out. So I have a boyfriend. I don't know if I've told anybody this before, but yeah, I have a boyfriend. We celebrated our anniversary of 6 years. Well, I mean, it would be 6 years if we didn't count the years where we were apart because we did break up for about a year and a half. So it was really more like a anniversary of coming together the first time. It was just easier for me to remember, like on the math, but he considers our anniversary to be when we got back together the second time. It was just, it's all kind of weird. But anyway, we celebrated our anniversary, but there's been some tensions. Like, you know how relationships go. They kind of, there's ups and then there's downs, and you kind of like learn to, I don't want to say compromise, but you just learn to be together and try to harmonize with one another. And for the past, I did sit down and think about this, so we've kind of patched things up, but not really. But for the past like month and a half, I would say, every day that I had off, he kind of took it from me. And I never properly had a day to myself in quite a long time. And I just needed a break from him. And I think we're okay now, but like at the same time, you start thinking about all the reasons, like all the things that like he's upset me, and then all the reasons why I don't really want to be with him anymore, but then all the reasons I still want to be with him. And then you think about how you want to grow and you have ambitions, and maybe he's too comfortable where he's at. And then you start to realize that where he lacks, I have, and maybe he's been using me for that. And maybe, just maybe, I think I'm growing and he's not, and maybe I'm not, I don't want to wait for him anymore. And I realize that you can't really change people, so, yeah, to put it into perspective, I'm struggling, but I don't really want, like, I don't want it to be something bigger than it has to be, you know? So, I'm going through that, and I just hope that everything like works out in the end. Okay, and with that, let's move on to the questions. So, all right, I put up questions on YouTube and Reddit, so I'm just gonna go down the line real quick. Okay, this guy, Junkie722, he wrote a pretty good poem. I think it's a poem, and it's really cool if you want to read it, but let's see. He had some questions such as, how are you? Oh, how am I? I could be better. My damn stomach. I'm okay. I could do better. But yeah, as I just like told you, it's kind of been rough, but I think I just gotta calm down. I think I just need to sleep more. Maybe I'll feel better. I'll feel okay. Okay, what's your favorite real sea creature? No mermaids allowed. Well, hey. I do actually have a proper answer for this. My favorite sea creature is the rainbow shrimp. And you should go look them up because they look fantastic. And also, they have a really big killer sucker punch. And yeah, just look up the rainbow shrimp. You're gonna love them. All right. What is your favorite air land-based mythical creature? Immediately, I'm thinking of that one character in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer that's, he's the king of the Island of Misfit Toys. He's the lion with wings. I really love that. But also, that also reminded me that he kind of pissed me off in that show, because I was like, okay, so they're not allowed to be on the island because they're just made for toys. Like the Island of Misfit Toys, like only toys are supposed to live there. And yet you offer them a room. So it's like, you just prove that they could stay there. It's like some hospitality, dude. But anyway, also, I don't even know if the lion was a toy. Yeah. King Moonraiser. That was his name. All right. So yeah, however you call like that mythical creature, that one. Let's see. Do you think you'll ever use your Twitch? Honestly, I just, you will hear my dog in the background, so give me just a second, because she has a broken trachea and she barks a lot, and then she starts coughing. Okay, so to answer your question, no, I probably won't use my Twitch until I finally learn how to use it. I literally just took it for like a name grabber, you know, but I might one day, but not for right now. All right, next question is, what is your opinion on coleslaw and why is it probably the worst food ever made next to potato salad? That depends though. Okay, so if you ever find yourself in Michigan, specifically Port Huron, Michigan, there is a restaurant called the Raven Cafe, and it's a restaurant based off of Edgar Allan Poe. I really recommend it, and their potato salad is the bomb, honestly. But don't, it depends. But honestly, I don't like coleslaw either. All right, so next question. As a writer, do you get imposter syndrome? And if so, how do you cope with the constant self-doubt? Well, as a writer, I don't think I really get imposter syndrome. But I feel imposter syndrome with everything else. Okay, for instance, what I was talking about. So whenever I start like job searching again, I feel so inadequate. And I feel as if I actually did not earn 2 bachelors. And yes, I did earn 2 bachelor's degrees. And like, I forget about that. And I just feel so insignificant and not as valued as I should be. And that's a very dangerous hole to get yourself into. So I think it's just a matter of knowing your worth and letting yourself go. Because even now, I find that when I just write from the heart and I just kind of, not speed write, but like when you just get into this zone of like everything that comes out of my head, I'm going to write down and then somehow I'm going to mash everything together. Sometimes it just works out. Like, okay, for instance, I wrote I Feel Loved all on my phone. And that was because I was at work and I came up with the idea and I just started, you know, pounding away at the keyboard. Well, on my phone, like in my memo app, you get what you mean. Right. So, when and how did you find out about being on the spectrum? And did the news give you a sense of clarity, or was it an inhibiting feeling, more of the kind? I'm actually planning an audio and a video all about this. And, but like to answer your question, like very briefly, I was diagnosed when I was 10 and I didn't know that I was on the spectrum until I was about 13 or 14. And it felt kind of relieving to know that something was actually wrong with me, but also kind of bad because, well, I found out that everybody around me was hiding it from me. I mean, they thought that if I grew up thinking that I was a normal person, then everything would be okay. And that, like, you know, things would all come into a happy ending. And well, here's the thing. Kids know, all right? As a kid, I knew that there was something wrong with me. And even though if you're on the spectrum, there's nothing wrong with you. You don't need to be cured. You just need a bit more help to get accustomed with how the world works and how to talk to other people. And I didn't get that. I had to learn everything the hard way. And also my parents couldn't afford therapy because I got diagnosed during the recession and we got hit hard. Like, we moved from a 3-bedroom, 2-story house to a 1-bedroom apartment. And it sucks. It really fucking sucks. But yeah, I mean, I will go more in depth in a future audio, but yeah, thanks for that question. Where is your favorite place to think? Do you understand why it retains so favorably? I don't really have a favorite place to think, but I do know that I work best in like a sort of academic setting. So like in a library or like in a desk, like sitting at a desk or like a coffee shop. I feel like I get my best work done in those kind of environments because I just feel like my brain kind of can just like relax with like the quiet noise and then just kind of, you know, work my way with it. So, and you know, I would love to say like the beach or like in the forest, but I feel kind of unsafe in those settings. I mean, at least alone. So I don't really get a chance to think there because I'm usually with somebody else. Because I don't want to get kidnapped. Okay, now this is the last, section of questions. Favorite TV show? Yeah, so here's the thing. I don't really have a favorite TV show, and I'm going to sound really weird in a second, but maybe not. I don't have a favorite TV show because I don't really watch TV shows a lot, but when I do, they usually become comfort shows. And so my favorite comfort shows, I would say, is BoJack Horseman and Ouran High School Host Club. And it sucks because they took Ouran off of Netflix and now I have to watch it on Hulu where there's ads and you have to skip episodes because it, like, it has both the sub and the dub episodes and you have to skip an episode to get like, back to the dub. So, you just kind of have to compromise there. Inspiration for Padded. I don't really have inspiration, to be honest. I kind of just make everything up. Like, I think of what I would like to tackle when it comes to the ABDL tag, or like the MDLB tag. Yeah, it's been so long, I've just forgot. Yeah, I kind of just like take a moment, I just kind of think about what people would like to see next, and I kind of just run it off of that, while also having a like an actual mainstream plot in the background, when in this case it's the wedding. And I should just say right now, I dried out my taste for Padded for quite a while, and that's why I haven't really been recording it much. And that it's just because I need that creative spark to come back. I need the passion to come back. And so I will get back to it in time, and I do have a plan for future episodes. It's just that because of my situation and because of everything else that has happened, I just haven't gotten the chance to properly go like back into the series. So yes, thank you for asking that. Now, who would you want to collaborate with? There are so many people. Like, I would like to collaborate with people. So here's the thing. All the people that I would love to work with, some of them I can't really pronounce their like YouTube username. So yeah, give me just a second. Now, I have a playlist actually of all of my favorite ASMR kind of audios. And let me see if I can just name them off right here. And if you would like to collaborate with me, please, please, please contact me. I would I would love to get like a conversation started. And I'm getting lost here. All right, for one, I think it would be really cool to collaborate with, I believe he's called Icy Narrates. It's Y-C-E-Y Narrates. Also, it's Loomis VA, Kindred Spirit, Hollow VA. I'm laughing at all the videos that I've saved. It's just like you kind of like realize like, oh, that's my taste. Let's see. I also like Darian Audios, and of course I've already mentioned on this channel like Cardlin Audio. I've written scripts for him. Nahuo's Things Would Be Cool. Yuri Voice is really cool. I know he's in the middle of moving. Of course, how can I forget? Zebby's Little Audios. I did have this one idea of possibly collaborating with him, but it's one of those problems where you don't really know where to start because, like, he does DDLG audios and, like, ABDL audios as well. So I thought, hey, if we get together, hey, I'm kind of known for this. You're really known for this. So, like, it'd be cool if we, like, haha. And I think there's also, oh my God, I forgot her name. But she does mommy audios all the time. Haha, Mommy Cloud Audios. I knew I could find her.
I forgot to mention Becca Becca Audios. What is wrong with me and what is wrong with this microphone on my laptop?
So yeah, anyone with that, if you're listening in, please contact me. I would love to collaborate with you. Okay. I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, right. Yeah, I didn't plan. I didn't plan this at all. Okay, I'm just gonna say it, and I'm really bad at self-promotion, so here we go. Just improv, go. I finally opened up a coffee account. So if you would like to donate to my cause, if you would like to buy me a cup of coffee, or maybe just a couple minutes in therapy, link in the description. I love you so much, and I greatly appreciate it. And I know in time I may do a Patreon, but just as of right now, that's what I have. So if you'd like to donate to the cause, it is there, and I appreciate you all so much for listening in. And I really like this ramble. I really like this ramble. I love that I finally found the time and I am in a good spot to talk about this. And I know that things will get better. And I know that I will get into that creative spirit pretty soon. And in the meantime, this has been the Script Cabinet. I've been Kaylee, you've been you, and I hope you're having a fantastic day.